Many of you know the Four Noble Truths, the famous teachings of Buddha. This is the foundation of Buddha Dharma. Unfortunately, many Buddhists believe that Mahayana, Hinayana, and Vajrayana, the three yanas or vehicles, are incompatible. This is not true. During the 30s, 40s, and 50s, some Western scholars described Tibetan Buddhism as Lamaism, implying that Tibetan Buddhism is not pure Buddhism, that it is somehow polluted. The Hinayana or Theravada tradition is the foundation of Buddha Dharma. The Four Noble Truths, the 37 aspects of the path to enlightenment, the three higher trainings in morality, concentration, and wisdom or insight, are the essence and foundation of Hinayana teaching. Without this, how can one practice Mahayana? Sometimes, those who follow the Mahayana tradition feel that they have the greater vehicle and look down on Hinayana teaching. I think that is very wrong. On the other hand, some people of the Hinayana tradition feel that the Mahayana school of thought is polluted and not part of the true Buddhist tradition. I think that is also very wrong. Without the Mahayana teaching, it is very difficult to understand nirvana or moksha. Without understanding emptiness, the concept of shunya, it is very, very difficult to understand the possibility or the concept of nirvana. Of course, one can say that since Buddha stated that there is nirvana and achieved it himself, there must be nirvana. This sort of blind faith is all right, but it is only through repeated analytical meditation and by examining the function and nature of the mind, the reality of phenomena, and the nature of negative emotion that one can eventually develop a sense of moksha or nirvana. Some people believe that Hinayana, Mahayana, and Tantrayana are a sort of historical or chronological development. But as a Buddhist, I do not agree with this. Yet, if we want a conventional understanding of the evolution of these teachings, it is possible to develop a historical reading of the different yanas.